Sunday, the 9th of September, approximately at 8 a.m. A beautiful morning, and you can hear the bird song. Why so much bird song this morning? Because the air is still and the sun is shining. And what you hear, the loud songs, are blue tits. But what's just arrived on the tree above me, for the first time in the coming winter, because they always seem to appear during the winter months, is long-tailed tits. There's two I can see, but they're gregarious, so there will be a small flock of them. My goodness, we're getting a treat this morning. So look up to the very tall rowan laden with berries. Of course, they won't eat that. But that was a lovely way to step out in the garden. Hope my presence hasn't chased them away and stopped them singing. It's funny how you hear so much background sounds when you're trying to be calm and quiet, and yet your ears can pick up things way in the distance. Must be like that when you're in the countryside. You know, I don't mean for a day trip or a holiday, but living in the countryside and only hearing nature. Now there's a dream. There's a hatching of little flies this morning as well, above my small Acer tree. Even at this time of the year, things are hatching. Not exactly mayflies, or these September flies. Do love these type of mornings when things are very, very calm, the air still, the very plants, the tall grasses, as if it's set in concrete, nothing's moving at all. Loads of flowers out in the garden. Be feeding the wee insects. I had the shears out yesterday afternoon. Trimmed a lot of the plants growing over into the pathway. I like them to do that because I don't like straight edges, hard edges, but they were just a little bit too much, so I took the shears to them and then went on to do something else for some other reason and forgot to sweep it all up, so I can walk up the side of the house. See the shears lying part. This is my favourite bit of the garden. My secret garden, as it were. Strewn with debris this morning because I forgot to sweep it all up. As I walk through to the front of the house and look through my weeping larch tree, beautiful, beautiful tree. FUD distance, it was a twig. It's now got a girth of about 9 inches on its trunk. Everyone loves this tree when they come round. If they see it for the first time, they admire it. It's just such a gorgeous tree. And I look through that to my pond, and I can see the guys. Guys are mouthing the surface, trying to catch flies because they ain't been fed yet. Hey! Oh, this is lovely this morning. Do I feel better? Because I had a good night's sleep? Or do I feel better because of the atmosphere that's in the air this morning? I think it's the atmosphere in the air. The sun's just, it's getting much lower in the sky now, but it's just shining through some of my plants and hitting me in the face and lighting up some of the red leaves and the shrubs and the flowers on the clematis. Honeysuckle in bloom. I can smell that. Garden's looking well. It's filling up now. It's taken 22 years to get to the stage it's at just now. Never happy with a garden, though. So, I'll move things about again. So this morning, not a lot going on. Just enjoying my own wee jungle. And a beautiful morning. This is a good morning. Positive thoughts for the day ahead, and that's been brought about simply by one calm, serene, and beautiful morning.